This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Monsoon-induced disasters kill 125 people. On-site inspection held of Simaltal landslide site as dozens are still missing. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to resolve country's existing problems. Speaker Debraj Kimre holds discussion with chief whips of political parties on making House of Representatives sessions meaningful. And high security alert issued for the whole of Bangladesh as violent clashes between students and police continue. Now the news in detail. As many as 125 people have lost their lives to different rain-induced disasters, including floods and landslides that occurred in several parts of the country due to incessant rainfall since the start of this monsoon season. According to Nepal Police spokesperson, Deputy Inspector General DIG Dan Bahadur Karki, 125 people died in the disaster, including 2 in Kathmandu Valley, 22 in Kosi Province, 5 in Madhes Province, 20 in Bagmati Province, 38 in Gandaki Province, 23 in Lumbini Province, 7 in Karnali Province and 8 in Sudur Paschim Province. According to him, 8 people in Kathmandu, 34 in Kosi Province, 9 in Madhes Province, 7 in Bagmati Province, 29 in Gandaki Province, 9 in Lumbini Province, 33 in Karnali Province, and 14 in Sudur Paschim Province have been injured in the disaster-related incidents. Similarly, 41 people have been rescued in Kosi Province and 12 in Gandaki Province. Spokesperson Karki said that 8 people have gone missing, including 2 in Kosi Province, 1 in Madhes Province, 2 in Bagmati Province, 1 in Gandaki Province, 1 in Karnali Province and 1 in Sudur Paschim Province. He said the search was ongoing for those who have gone missing in the floods and landslides. According to the police, it has not included the data of those missing in the Simaltal incident, where 2 buses and 62 passengers went missing. A total of 182 houses have been inundated due to floods. As many as 222 houses, 80 cow sheds, 43 bridges, a school and 2 government offices were damaged by rain-induced disasters. A total of 585 livestock have died in the disaster. A total of 3,721 families have been displaced by the disaster during the period. Meanwhile, a study committee formed by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport after the sweeping away of 2 buses by the landslide at Simaltal along the Narangarh-Mughlin Road section carried out an on-site study yesterday. The ministry had formed the study committee under the leadership of Chief of the Federal Roads Supervision and Monitoring Office, Kathmandu, Gyanendra Kumar Jha. Secretary at the Ministry, Gopal Prasad Sigdel, had formed a committee under the coordination of Jha on the 10th of July with Chief of Traffic Safety Section of the Department of Roads, Senior Divisional Engineer, Prakash Chandra Bhandari and Chief of Division Road Office, Bharatpur, Ramesh Prasad Paudel, as members. The committee has been mandated to submit its report within 7 days. They have been asked to submit a report after studying the condition of the road, status of the road safety, geological situation and the possible reasons for the landslide. Jha said the on-site study had been completed and preparations were being made to submit the report within the stipulated time. A technical study of the road section has also been carried out. Committee member Paudel said during the field study, a micro-study has been carried out by reaching the upper area of the landslide. The landslide occurred from 900 meters above the road. According to the study, the landslide occurred when rainwater accumulated on the 700-meter-long trail road in the upper cliff, which gradually eroded the land below. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has pledged to resolve the existing problems that have surfaced in the country. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of Engineers' Day, The head of the government underlined the need for collective efforts from all for nation building. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has congratulated all Nepalese for Nepal receiving the ICC Digital Fan Engagement Award. The International Cricket Council announced to present this year's ICC Digital Fan Engagement Award to Nepal. Prime Minister Oli said Nepal not only played good cricket but also supported the game in the same spirit. The Prime Minister has given credit to Nepali players, cricket administration and Nepali fans across the world for this achievement. Speaker Debraj Khimire and Chief Whips of political parties have discussed various issues of making the House of Representatives sessions more effective. CPN Maoist Centre Chief Whip Hitraj Pandey said the Federal Parliament Secretariat meeting discussed the matters regarding the Prime Minister's vote of confidence, making of the calendar for the upcoming 15 days and electing the chairpersons in various committees. Similarly, CPN UML Chief Whip Mahesh Partaula said the meeting discussed giving time to the committee to discuss the various bills and the Prime Minister's vote of confidence. Bisnu Rimal has been appointed as the Chief Political Advisor of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Prithibi Subbagurung said a cabinet meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar yesterday evening decided to appoint CPNEML's Bisnu Rimal as the Chief Political Advisor of the Prime Minister. Likewise, the cabinet appointed Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora as the finance advisor of Prime Minister Oli. The newly appointed Attorney General Ramesh Baral has said he will discharge his responsibilities to make victims experience justice. Taking charge of his office yesterday, Attorney General Baral said he would carry out works fulfilling the authority given by the Constitution and existing laws so that victims get justice. In the presence of President Ramchandra Porel, Chief Justice Bisumbra Prasad Shrestha administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed Attorney General Ramesh Baral at a ceremony organized at Sital Niwas yesterday. The President on Wednesday appointed Baral to the post of Attorney General on the recommendation of the Prime Minister. A squad from the Narcotics Control Bureau yesterday apprehended two people, one Indian and another Nigerian, on the charge of smuggling cocaine weighing 1 kilo and 100 grams, that is 1100 grams. According to the Bureau Chief and Senior Superintendent of Police, Dinesh Kumar Acharya, the arrested are 23-year-old Fahimuddin Nasimuddin Ansari from India and 44-year-old Akichi Kuwa Cyril Obodufula from Nigeria. The Nigerian national landed in Nepal on Qatar Airlines flight on 16th of July to supply the contraband to Ansari. He is accused of smuggling cocaine into Nepal and was arrested from Pingalastan. Ansari arrived in Kathmandu via Mumbai on an Indigo Airlines to receive the contraband. He was arrested from Tamil along with the cocaine. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to an international update. A high security alert has been issued for the whole of Bangladesh as violent clashes between students and police continue. The capital, Dhaka, is in the midst of a near-total internet blackout with phone lines also down. On Thursday evening, several thousand protesters stormed the state broadcaster, BTV, vandalizing furniture, smashing windows and lights and setting parts of it on fire. Bangladesh's information minister told the BBC that broadcast had been stopped and most employees had left the building in the capital. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina appeared on the network on Wednesday night, appealing for calm after days of violent protest which have left at least 19 people dead, possibly many more and hundreds injured. Students have been holding rallies demanding change to a system which receives a third of public sector jobs for the relatives of veterans of the country's war for independence from Pakistan in 1971. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Gandaki Province and Sudur Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Monsoon-induced disasters kill 125 people so far. On-site inspection held of Simaltal landslide site as dozens are still missing. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to resolve country's existing problems. Speaker Debraj Kimre holds discussion with chief whips of political parties on making House of Representatives sessions meaningful. And high security alert issued for the whole of Bangladesh as violent clashes between students and police continue. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.